loving this one to this. I'm close to knowing every lyric to it. His name is Lucky Day. This is That's You on your Feel Good Radio Station. It's the best route on Rise FM. What are your plans for the weekend, huh? It's December. Left, right and center. People are busy having a good time and making the final memories for the year 2025. And one place you'd want to find yourself at is definitely Picnic Cuisine, which is taking place ksasa. As a matter of fact, we've arranged to speak to the co-founder and organizer of Picnic Cuisine right here on the best route. Name is Khotatso KG. Khotatso, good afternoon and thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot. Good afternoon to you too.
We're good. We're good. We're super excited. I mean, we're counting down the hours now. It's almost go time.
Yeah, it's go time, man. It's go time. It's a comeback. So it's go.
Absolutely going to this one. How are the ticket sales going? Hey, so close to the event. One lala, ksasa siyavuka, and some people are actually going to get there first thing in the morning.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. First thing first, it's very overwhelming to see how people were anticipating the comeback of the event.
Yeah.
As organizers of the event, we are very much pleased with the way we've been received since we've launched the countdown from September. Well received by the public. It's promising to give Mazda flames. It's going to be a good one.
For people who are listening to the show and are still wondering, because maybe they've seen it on social media or heard about it, I mean, you're the right person to get all the details from. What can you tell us about Picnic Cuisine as an event?
Yeah, man. First off, it's kind in the hood, number one. It's your daytime vibes, man. It's giving daytime vibes and you're bringing the babes to the hood, by the way. Yeah, boy. One of the few events where you can get a sushi stall in Okshini, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, bringing live band music during the day with good eggs, man. Your Kuku Pesh, your Kumba music. Just proper vibes during the day and taking it to the top at night, you know, that's where it's the banger time now. And everyone comes out, all the people are out. Proper VIP setup. Proper lineup. We've got Central on the floor. We've got PC. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a memorable one.
Yeah, memorable.
What inspired this particular event? If you're saying it's a first of its kind, where did you draw inspiration from?
It started 2016, the first one we did. For it to come up, I want to give props to Music Garden, one of the best that we've seen in Nelspruit. First of its kind in Nelspruit, I think to Music Garden. But I later went to Pretoria, and that's when I started going out at college, and I was doing this course called hospitality. So I grew fond of cooking and food and all that. So the cuisine is written in Venek. It's basically Picnic Cuisine, C-U-I-S-I-N-E. So the course I did kind of gave me that whole thing of coming to the hood and promote stores, promote variety of food stores. So cuisine prides itself with variety of food stores, and empowering local vendors. So that's where we come from, man. Skoro and the light of Music Garden is showing us that it's possible for you to do it yourself without having big names and all that.
Big deal and big move. I mean, it's much needed also. Why are we titling this year's version the Victory Lab?
The Victory Lab. We went to for five years break. It was tough for us. So we've been fighting for the past 5 years. The glee and trying to bring the baby back. So immediately we got approved by City of Mombela. We said, this is the Victory Lab. This is what we've been fighting for all these years. So let's go celebrate. But as we grew, as we went through the year, I later realized, Uchi, there's a lot of people that don't celebrate their small wins.
Right.
So Picnic Cuisine is bringing everybody to come through and celebrate all their small wins of the year. And for us, we call that a Victory Lab.
Or for someone to take a break to an extent of a whole 5 years, I take it this has challenges attached to it. Are you able to share some of the challenges you experienced enough to take you to a break of a whole 5 years?
Oh man, it's been tough. Five years, and you're not hosting one of the biggest events in the hood. It's been tough, but we learned. For us, it was a learning process, and we are very much grateful for the 5 years that it took a break, because if we had not been hit by that strike or that thunder, I think we would still be reckless with it now. Now we understand the dynamics of events. We understand what needs to be done properly. Because remember, 5 years ago, we were just 21-year-old boys, hosting the biggest show in the hood. And compliances and all those things were very far-fetched from us. Way too soon, we had the masses coming to our events, and we assumed that that's what an event is. So the 5 years break, it taught us a lot. We went to learn, and we saw what other people do, and we got to engage with the veterans of the industry. And they were able to guide us and tell us, no, boys, yes, you have the muscles, but the reason why you want this break or why don't you try is because they're very reckless. So there's a learning break for us, actually. It was just a learning break for us. And we're back and we're promising the masses that there's no other.
Hands victory lap, right? If you're only joining us now, we're chatting to Kgotso KG, co-founder and organizer of Picnic Cuisine, joining us live. Event is success already. Are we still loading? Yeah. Are we 100% fully charged and ready to go?
We loading. We're still loading, man. The fire needs to come up stronger. We're still loading. As we speak right now, the team is going out to the streets to just activate one more last time. So we're loading, guys. We want to touch every corner. You know, we want everybody to come here and have a good time with us. So we're loading, and let me just say we're still loading.
Got you. You don't stop loading, do you? Have we seen people celebrate Nyalkeke at the end of an event? What is going to be part of the victory lap once you realize this has been a successful event?
Let's expect fireworks, man. Let's expect fireworks. It's a Kapuweni year-end function, this one. It's a Kapuweni year-end function. So let's expect heavy fireworks. Fireworks.
Be safe, man, on the ground. What can people expect? Those still anticipating on getting tickets to the event, where exactly is it? How much is a ticket so you can have people attend in the masses?
Complete ticket. We've sold out on the first phase, which was 70 rand. Right now, we're on second phase, 100 rand, complete ticket. Expect flames, expect groundbreaking experiences. Our setup of the stage, it's a crazy inspiration I got from someone, and we're just taking chances up with it, and it's coming out beautifully. So expect beautiful faces, beautiful smiles, and expect young boys from the hood of Kapuweni to rewrite their stories and sharing what they've seen to be given to the community as they wanted to give them.
So absolutely. It's just a day of
young people expressing themselves with this Picnic Cuisine.
I hear you. So you're the other half of the founders and organizers. Who's the other one, Kgotso Kima?
At this moment, I'm working with a brother of mine. I were three, but now we're down to two. So I have a brother of mine, Stephen Twala. He's been a loyal brother. He's been a brother that has motivated me. You know, sometimes you need someone to motivate you. So I kind of feel like me and him were able to always push each other up to always, if not way so over much, you're able to call each other to say, Chief, as much as we've waited for so much, we still have this thing in us. So let's go do it. So he's that brother that called me after 5 years and said, Chief, let's go back.
Yo, so you had to get a call to say, let's go back. And now it's finally happening.
He said, let's go back. I packed my bags, I came back to North Spain. I said, let's go do it, boys. And here you are doing what you spoke about on that day.
Absolutely loving it for you. Khotsa, all the best to you and your partner and everybody coming to our tent picnic cuisine. Sasa. So bona le sushi. Me, I want to come through just to taste the sushi.
Please do come, man. But lastly, man, I want to say thank you to the community of Kapoorin.
Of course.
They've welcomed us as if like we've never left. They've went all out to support the event. And shout out to my team, my marketing team, and one crazy, beautiful team
that I love
have made what tomorrow is going to be.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Tata, thank you. I have to let you go, Pela. We can't take a whole hour here. But have an amazing event, Khosasa. I love it for your team. And hopefully this one is one of the biggest events you've ever hosted as a team.
Thank you so much for the time, man. Thanks a lot.
There we go.
Merry Christmas.
Feel that? It's Christmas in the air.